Colonel Leonard J. Poyer began his military career in October 1993, enlisting as an M1 Armor Crewman with Detachment 1, Company D, 2nd Battalion, 172nd Armor, Vermont Army National Guard. In May 1996, he was commissioned through the Norwich University ROTC program. Colonel Poyer served the next 9 years on active duty in a number of positions and organizations, including as a platoon leader and company executive officer in the 2nd Infantry Division, Republic of Korea, division assistant and primary staff officer in the 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum, New York, battalion and brigade primary staff officer in the 25th Infantry Division, Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, and company commander with Combined Joint Task Force 76, 25th Infantry Division in Afghanistan. In July 2005, he left active duty and returned to the Vermont Army National Guard. Colonel Poyer initially served again with the 2nd Battalion, 172nd Armor, and subsequently as an instructor, technical branch chief, and S3 for the 3rd Battalion Information Operations, 124th Regiment, RTI. In December 2006, he became a plans and operations officer for the 186th Brigade Support Battalion with special duties as the Brigade Property Book Officer, and then served as the Brigade S4 for the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Mountain, leading up to and through the brigade's deployment to Afghanistan in 2010. Following the deployment, Colonel Poyer was assigned as the Battalion S3, 3rd Battalion, 172nd Infantry Mountain, and branch transferred to the infantry. In September 2013, he was assigned as the Squadron S3, 1st Squadron, 172nd Cavalry Mountain, and subsequently served as the Deputy Brigade S3, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. He commanded 1st Squadron, 172nd Cavalry Mountain from May 2015 through July 2017, while simultaneously assigned full-time as the Deputy G3 and State Training Officer for the Vermont Army National Guard. Colonel Poyer served as the Brigade Executive Officer and Administrative Officer for the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Mountain from April 2018 through June 2019, serving in that capacity through the brigade's most recent XETC and JRTC rotations. In 2019, he was assigned as the G4 for the Vermont National Guard and most recently served as the Deputy Chief of Staff for the NATO Kosovo Force in Camp Film City, Pristina, Kosovo, from June 2021 through March 2022, before assuming command. While in command, Colonel Poyer simultaneously served full-time as the G3 for the Vermont Army National Guard from May 2022 through October 2023, and currently serves as the G1, the position which he will formally assume following command. Colonel Poyer is the graduate of 19 Kilo One Station Unit Training, Signal Officer Basic Course, Airborne School, Signal Captain's Career Course, Combined Arms Services Staff School, Maneuver Captain's Career Course, Information Operations Officer Course, Basic Military Mountaineer Course, Intermediate Level Education, Advanced War Fighting Operations Course, Army War College, and the Joint and Combined War Fighting School. Colonel Poyer's awards and decorations include the Bronze Star Medal, Second Award, the Defense Meritorious Service Medal, the Meritorious Service Medal, 8th Award, an Army Commendation Medal, 5th Award, the Army Achievement Medal, 4th Award, the National Defense Service Medal, 2nd Award, the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal with 2 campaign stars, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, the Korean Defense Service Medal, the Armed Forces Reserve Medal with M Device, 2nd Award, the Army Service Ribbon, the Overseas Service Ribbon, 4th Award, the NATO ISAF Medal, the NATO Balkans Medal, the Parachutist Badge, and the coveted Ram's Head Device. Colonel Poyer is a member of the United States Cavalry and Armor Association and the National Infantry Association, and has been awarded both the Order of St. George and the Order of St. Maurice. Colonel Poyer is married to Brigadier General Tracy Poyer, the Director of the Joint Staff for the Vermont Army National Guard, having just celebrated their 25th anniversary last week. Ladies and gentlemen, the outgoing commander, Colonel Leonard J. Poyer.
It's going to be a minute, so if you're in the formation, please go to rest. Good morning, General Knight, General Yvonne, General Nauman, General Kudelka, General Roy. I saw you sneaking. Thanks for being here. Command Chief Warrant Officer Bolio, Command Chief Warrant Officer Erickson, Sergeant Major Edwards, Sergeant Major Johnson, Sergeant Major Fredericks, Sergeant Major Retired Glodgett, Sergeant Major Retired Quick, General officers, distinguished guests, officers, NCOs, soldiers, family, and alumni of the brigade. For our National Guard, our partner states, thank you all for being here today. Thank you also to the band. It's unique for us to have the band here, so thank you for that. It's a hard day for me. I've dreaded this day since before I took command. So I'm gonna do the hard part first. Contrary to popular opinion, I'm not actually an emotionless robot. As you're about to find out, I have at least four emotions. Three of them you're familiar with. Happy, which is very rarely used for the most special of occasions. That's not today. It's special occasion, but I'm not happy. Content, which is where I live most of my life. And angry, though most people, a lot of people, mistake angry for content. If you're not sure that I'm not actually angry, you'll know if I'm angry. I'm also a sentimentalist, if that's even a word. But we're going to go through this, and then we're never going to speak of it again, ever. In the words of Taylor Swift, like ever. This brigade has been the most important thing in my life, aside from my family, who at times at their expense for the past 18 years. This is essentially a retirement for me. I'll almost certainly never serve in an MTO formation again. And many of you know my opinion on MTO formations. They are why the Army exists, to fight and win the nation's wars, and therefore where our best soldiers should be assigned. Don't get too excited, I'm not actually retiring. The chaplain just prayed for me to stay another decade, which frankly, chaplain's a little bit long. But I am in my 31st year in the Army, so obviously I'm closer to retirement than not. While in command, I've been unbelievably fortunate to have been surrounded by some of the very best leaders I've ever worked with, and this brigade's ever had, which is saying something. For my entire command, I've had the same battalion commanders: Lieutenant Colonel Asper, Lieutenant Colonel Bomber, Lieutenant Colonel Cole, Lieutenant Colonel Farrell, Lieutenant Colonel Lynch, Lieutenant Colonel Medrano, and Lieutenant Colonel Myers. I've had two true M-Day Brigade Executive Officers, Lieutenant Colonel Drennan, Lieutenant Colonel Kidney, and two Command Sergeants Major, Command Sergeant Major Gagnon, Command Sergeant Major Campaign. Both of those pairs of brigade leaders are the best I could have asked for. Probably didn't deserve, but the brigade did deserve. On the brigade staff, we've had a bit more turnover in most positions: Major Patnaud, Major Pigeon, Major Haig, and Major Smith in the S1. Major Carbonell is the lone S2. Major Lucia and Major Turner as the S4. And Major Chim and Major Helm as the S6, along with great senior NCOs across the staff. But the officer who carried the weight of the brigade staff throughout my command, being the continuity between the full-time and M-Day staff, has been Major Ford as the S3. Fortunately, he has broad shoulders, as those of you who know who he is know. They've been put to use leading the planning efforts for everything this brigade has done the last 2.5 years and will do for the next 2.5 or more. Between him and Lieutenant Colonel Asper as the brigade AO, who I have asked more of than is remotely reasonable, have somehow managed to exceed expectations. They, among many others, have made this brigade function the past 2.5 years, and I couldn't be more grateful. Thank you also to my family for their support throughout my career, including my wife, 25 years, our four kids, my sister, brother-in-law, and niece, and of course, my parents, all here today. Other than my wife and youngest son, none live within 3.5 hours of here. These few minutes are why they're here. Nearly 31 years ago, I enlisted as an E1, as you heard. I'm pretty sure I was the only Vermont soldier at MEPS that day. This is a single state brigade. So I was the newest, most junior soldier in this entire brigade for some number of days or weeks until some other poor person joined as an E1. Over the ensuing 31 years, I've been fortunate to serve in 7 different active duty formations across 3 divisions, serve in the 124th RTI, and the Vermont Joint Force Headquarters. Most importantly, I spent nearly 2/3 of my entire career in this brigade. Served in all 4 of the Vermont battalions, and had just about every field grade position reasonably possible for one person, culminating for the past 29 months as the most senior soldier in the brigade, as the commander. No matter what else I do in my career, nothing will be more important to me or more meaningful than commanding this brigade. Commanding any brigade is a tremendous opportunity. General Pavis, General Knight, thank you for the trust and confidence to allow me to serve in this position. Even more importantly, I want to thank the amazing soldiers that make this brigade the best in the entire Army National Guard for their hard work, dedication, commitment to the organization, their states, and the nation. This brigade is what it is because of you. I've just been fortunate enough to be the commander while you've accomplished so many incredible things the past 2.5 years. You heard about some of the accomplishments from General Pavis, and a complete list would have us here far too long. I'm already going to go too long anyways. This brigade, and more accurately, the soldiers of this brigade, have accomplished a lot in the past 29 months. Multiple overseas exercises in Europe, several foreign military mountaineering school graduates, establishing a working, secure network for the S2 and S6 to truly train during drill weekends, and 3 annual training periods where we always manage to accomplish a month's worth of training or more in 2 weeks or less, including platoon combined arms live fire exercises this past AT, incorporating company battalion mortars, snipers, heavy weapons sections, engineers, artillery, even for a few iterations, close combat aviation. But I want to spend some time talking less about the what you've accomplished and instead focus on the why. This is a mountain brigade. With all due respect to the brigades of 10th Mountain Division, one of which I served in many years ago, this brigade, the 86th Brigade, in my opinion, embodies the mountain spirit more than any other. That's because most of our soldiers will stay in this brigade for most, and in some cases, literally all of their careers. While we have far fewer training days per year, that cumulative time spent in the same formations with many of the same soldiers facilitates a level of technical expertise and camaraderie in our units that is incredibly difficult to replicate anywhere else, especially in our infantry formations where the technical mountain skills play the most direct role. The mountain spirit is as much a part of our soldiers as the Army spirit overall is. They are what mountain soldiers need to be: resourceful, determined, resilient, creative, professional, dedicated, and perhaps above all, persistent. When I assumed command, I focused on reintegration following the 21-22 deployments, which had the brigade, as you heard, spread across the globe, deployments to AFRICOM, CENTCOM, and EUCOM. I did that with two focused areas. First, I specifically asked our leaders to embrace and reinforce a culture that had 6 elements: always do what is right, lead by example, prioritize the team, invest in subordinates, never compromise standards, and where every soldier matters. You've done that, and I appreciate it. I know that most of those elements, if not all of them, are stating the obvious, and I've said as much when talking about it throughout my command. Many of us think that doing those things and working and living that way should be automatic. Hopefully it has become that for more of us. I think we're in a better place as an organization than we were a few years ago in that regard. The second area I focused on tied into that fourth element: invest in subordinates. We deliberately focused on leader development, particularly of officers, but also senior NCOs, for the past 2 years. That's because many of the leaders coming out of the last deployment cycle will be stepping into more senior leadership roles for the next one. Those who are platoon leaders or platoon sergeants in 2021 will in many cases be company commanders or first sergeants in 2026. Previous company commanders and first sergeants will be battalion S3s, XOs, and command sergeants major. And previous battalion S3s or XOs will be battalion commanders. I believe leader development is the area where the limited training time of the National Guard has the most impact, and not in a good way. Without deliberate effort to actually train and prepare our leaders appropriately, we would not be able to adequately lead our soldiers and accomplish our missions. I know I asked for a lot of extra time, some during drill weekends and some not, right through last night. I think that time spent has been worthwhile and hope that it proves to be the case in the coming few years. I encourage you to continue to develop yourselves and each other. I know Colonel Tantillo and the other leaders of the brigade will continue that. What all this boils down to is this: being this brigade is hard. It is not easy. We are not just another National Guard brigade. We train to the same standard and in the same manner as our active duty counterparts. We expect our leaders to lead well. We expect our soldiers to live the Army values, to be disciplined, dedicated, professional soldiers, and we hold them accountable when they are not. We expect our small units to be capable and proficient. We have those expectations because you, the soldiers of this brigade, continue to live up to and reinforce them. Soldiers like Staff Sergeant Giralis, 1st Battalion, 157th Infantry in Colorado, who's by all accounts a true military mountaineering subject matter expert, who has revitalized the mountain skills program for the battalion and contributed his expertise across the entire brigade. Most notably, as a key member of the brigade's Edelweiss raid team in 2023. Soldiers like Sergeant First Class Barrera of 1st Battalion, 102nd Infantry in Connecticut, who was the catalyst behind Alpha Company's 94% retention rate while serving as the acting first sergeant for more than 2 years, while also training and mentoring soldiers outside of drill weekends and creating and maintaining a positive climate that soldiers clearly want to be a part of. Soldiers like Staff Sergeant Hinton of 3rd Battalion, 162nd Infantry of Vermont, who serves as the HAC Supply Sergeant, and in that role, and as a soldier and NCO more generally, is simply the example of what right looks like. She is organized, capable, physically fit, confident, universally respected, and has a positive attitude all the time, even when the brigade commander cuts in front of her in line for the deadlift at the ACFT. Soldiers like Sergeant First Class Woodell of 1st Squadron, 102nd Cavalry in Vermont, who has become one of the most reliable and capable platoon sergeants in the squadron, conducting several events with our North Macedonia state partners, attending both the Scout Leader course and the Master Gunner course, and expertly leading his platoon, working to improve the squadron and the brigade as a whole. Soldiers like Specialist Gemma of 1st Battalion, 101st Field Artillery, Massachusetts, who has stepped up to serve 2 grades above his current rank as the radar section chief, recently leading the crew through all required tables and supporting live fire exercises without any issues during annual training. Soldiers like Staff Sergeant Larrabee of the 52nd Engineer Battalion, Sword Support Company of Vermont, who has been the continuity in that unit over the past few years with significant leader and full-time personnel turnover, while also supporting her husband's pursuit of joining the U.S. Marshals, leaving her as a single parent for extended periods. Soldiers like Sergeant First Class McNair, the 186th Brigade Support Battalion, who took it upon himself not just to manage the Class 8 for the entire BCT, despite it not really being his job, but also to improve that entire process, in addition to developing realistic scenarios for the training events for our Brigade Medical Company and other medics across the Brigade, as well as consistent community engagement to share life-saving skills and encourage others to join our formation. Soldiers like GW3 Turner of HAC Brigade, who's been an incredibly valuable member of the Brigade S4 section as our second transportation warrant officer. Yes, we have two, despite being authorized one. He's a jack of all trades, a master of several, despite the normal phrasing of that, who willingly fills any role, providing any support he can, wherever he can. He joined our brigade a few years ago and probably drives past three other brigades along the way from central Pennsylvania every drill weekend because he wants to be part of this brigade. We're lucky to have him. Those are literally just one soldier per formation, which captures a small example of the incredible soldiers that make this brigade what it is. We're fortunate to have thousands like them across six states. Soldiers have not just volunteered to serve their state and nation, but to serve in this brigade, knowing that doing so requires more time, effort, and dedication than other formations. On September 12, 1962, President John Kennedy gave a speech at Rice University about going to the moon by the end of that decade. And while we're not going to the moon with this brigade, I do think our mountain skills will be beneficial there. Part of that speech stands out to me, and I think captures the essence of being in this brigade and why soldiers choose to be part of it. Quote, "We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other hard things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our MGs and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one which we intend to win." End quote. Winning matters, but doesn't just happen. It takes hard work, dedication, and commitment. That's what this brigade is all about. Colonel Tantillo, good luck with time to command. I know you'll do well, because I know this brigade, I know you. We've served together in this formation for most of the past 18 years, and I look forward to what you and the brigade will accomplish. Lastly, thank you again to the officers, non-commissioned officers, soldiers of the brigade, for your dedication and commitment that you demonstrate day in and day out, answering the call from the nation or the state and doing whatever needs to be done, whether it's asked to deploy halfway around the world for a combat operation or down the street to assist with flood response or the countless tasks in between. You're the best of what America and each of our states has to offer. I wish each and every one of you the best in the future. Thank you very much. Ready to go.